Be'ezrat Hashem, we begin Perek Sheva Asa, the 17th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchas Ma'aser Kabbonis, in the laws of the activities related to the Kabbonis and Seif HaVoida, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing when a person takes a neder and a dove regarding the words that it applies to when he's being marked or something, specifically as it applies to Mincha, and as we change the words that we have said. Halacha Aleph. Hanoi de Mincha Mafitan. If someone took a vow to bring a flour offering, that's that which is called Mafitan, which is baked in an oven, he cannot bring that which is baked in a kupach, which is an area that has for a pot that you, for one pot, which after you remove it from the fire, you put the dough there and it gets baked. That's different than a tanner. And there you can bring kupach. Often you can't bring that which is heated on the tiles after it's heated up. Maybe could you bring it that which is baked in the Arabian pits, which is a pit in the ground which they smear with clay and like a pot. And you heat up fire inside of it until it gets white, and you throw in the dough. Again, it has to be in a tanner, in an oven, and you cover it with a vessel. It gets baked over there. It has to be specifically an oven, and not a kupach, which is different because it's a different type of a heating instrument like the other ones, and never has to be exactly as the words that you said. Halacha beis. Oh, you know, let's say someone says hari le b'machvas. It's upon me to bring a mincha that's made in a shallow pan. Maybe b'macheshes, she brings a different type of mincha that which is called in a deep pan fried. Or b'macheshes, maybe b'machvas. So he said he's going to bring it in a deep pan. He brings in a shallow pan. Hamashi hevi hevi. What is brought is brought. Meaning it's considered as a mincha, but v'deichavas layatz is not fulfilled his obligation because he didn't fulfill his vow. It's a valid mincha, but that's not what you promised. Now b'mama, let's say he says zu lahavi b'macheshes. This is to be brought as a macheshes. So it's not a lie, it's actually this. And he's talking about this has to be in the deep pan. He brings in the shallow pan. He says it's going to be in the shallow pan, he brings in the deep pan. Here's a psul, it's invalid. This is not as it was supposed to be. Anything similar to this when you deviate regarding a lie and zu, that what the halacha is going to be. Let's say someone says, it's upon me to bring two isarins of flour, to bring in one vessel. He brings in two vessels. He says he's bringing in two, he brings in one. Again, Mashahevi, what is brought is brought because it's a valid mincha as it is. But Videi Chavas Liyasi is not filled with his obligation. Hashem, because it says in the Pasuk in the Devarim, Kasha Nadak to Hashem, like you took a vow to Hashem. This is not the words that you said. Therefore, you have not fulfilled your obligation of your neder. Halacha Gimel. Let's say Amri says, Eilu, these, and again, we keep on contrasting a lie, meaning upon me, what I have to do, and Eilu or Zu, which that's Nedava, it's in the object, not in the person. Let's say it says, Eilu Lahavi B'Kleyachad. These have to be brought in one vessel. Vehi b'shneikim brings in two different vessels. I love b'shneikim to bring in two vessels. Vehi b'kleiachad brought in one vessel. They're invalid because this the object was not done as it's supposed to be. Now, but let's say l'kavon b'shas ha'neder. Let's actually, when he took the vow, he didn't establish how it's supposed to be. Elam, he just said, harei l'shnei yisrainis. It's upon me to bring two yisrains of flour. Now, u'b'shas ha'frash ha'kavon. Now, at the time when he was separating them and actually purchasing and putting it aside, kavon, then he established, and v'fishim b'shneikim, and he separated into two vessels. But then the Chazav Avim Mikalech, when he ultimately brought it to be sacrificed, to put on one vessel, that's going to be valid. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, Kashna does, like you vowed, not as you separated, and therefore what you vowed, you didn't specify, so it's going to be valid, even if it's not as how you had separated. Now, Amma, let's say he says, Hare, a lie, this is when he's taking the vow, says, upon me, Shnei Yisrael, this two Yisrael, Zaflau, Lohav, Bikalech, to bring in one vessel, Vavim Shnekem, he's bringing in two vessels. Amma, they tell him, hello, Bikalech, Nadarta, you took a vow to bring in one vessel. And even so, he could even mishnekim, he ends up sacrificing two vessels. Sorry, they're going to be invalid because, again, this is obvious that he's bringing it for his vow. And since he changed, like we said before, it's going to be possible. If ultimately he could even b'kliyachad, he hears what they're telling him. He's coming with two vessels and he changes to one vessel. That's going to be valid because ultimately he brought it as he took a vow, which is to be in one vessel. Halachadal. Let's say Amari says, it's upon me to bring two yisarins of flour, lahav b'shnekim, to bring in two vessels. Similar as the previous halacha, just in the reverse. And it brings in one vessel. Only they tell him, hello, b'shneikim nadart, you took the vow in two vessels. And so he kriv b'shneikim, he listens to him, he switches into two vessels. Sorry, like Shem, it's going to be valid. Kriv b'kleachet brings in one vessel. So this is like two different mincha offerings, because it's supposed to be in two vessels. They got mixed together, which actually interesting, the halacha is, that if you could take a kmitza, a fistful from each one independently, it's going to be kasher, which is the halacha when two separate menachas are mixed into one. But again, if you can't, then it's going to be invalid. Halacha hey, if someone says harei alai mincha, it's upon me to bring a flour offering, and he's unspecific, doesn't say which mincha. So Yovei Achas Mechameshes Minim Achas Habois Menedon Unedava. He has to bring one of the five types. He didn't say which one, so you could pick whichever one of the five types of flower offerings that could be brought as a vow or donation. Amar, let's say, says Harei Alai Menachas. It's upon me to bring flower offerings in the plural. So Yovei Shnei, and there are those who take out the word Mine because it doesn't have to be necessarily two different types. It just has to be two because it's plural of Menachas of the flower offerings Mechameshin from those five. Amar, let's say, says Harei Alai Min Menachas. It's upon me to bring a species of flower offering. So min is in the singular, but menachas are in the plural. So yobish te menachas min menachas. There's being two flower offerings from the same species because min is the one type and menachas are two of that type. Let's say says arele mine menachas, which is plural of both species of flower offerings. So yobish te menachas mishne min. There's being two flower offerings from two different species. So too, the same thing would be, let's say mine mincha, types of mincha, which types already tells us more than one type. Even though mincha is in the singular, Yovish Neminim, he brings from two different species. Let's say Kavan Nidra Bibmin Mehen Ushachach. Let's say establish his vow of one of them, and he did pick which one. Ushachach, he just forgot which one. Maybe Chamishtan. Then you actually have to bring all five because you don't know which one it is. It's not like when you didn't specify you could choose which one. He, you did say which one, you just forgot, but you have an obligation. You have to bring one of each one of these five. Halacha Vav, a further qualification regarding the minchas. Eina Yochid, maybe mincha b'kli echad. An individual cannot bring a flower offering in one vessel, yisim mishishim yisaren, more than 60 yisaren for the quantity. That's the maximum limit for one vessel. Now, v'mnadu yisim mishishim, let's say he took a vow to bring more than 60 yisaren in a flower, maybe shishim ekliyachat, so he brings 60 in one vessel, v'ashob ekliyachat, and the rest he'll bring in the second vessel. The reason for this is, she'en yuchim lihibol ke'echat el shishim, because you cannot mix the flour with the oil very well in one vessel, up to the max is going to be 60 yisaren in a flour. But more than 60 is not going to mix well, and you have halacha blila mixing it. Now, as the Rambam explains, ava bishin blila me'akeves, even though actually the mixing is actually not holding back the validity of the mincha, like we explained in Perek Yud Gimel halacha Yud Aleph, but Rambam Chacham, still the sages said the following halachic principle: whatever is fit that you technically could mix it, then actually in the bila makeves, but then actually the mixing is not even integral. But for chol she'in ro labila, whatever cannot be mixed, actually habila makeves, but actually the mixing is integral, and therefore it's only up until 60 that you could, then it's valid. But more, which you can't, then it's actually not going to be valid. Some have halacha zayin over here, but it's really a continuation. Amma, let's say he says harelai meya esim be'echad yisrael. Let's say he says I'm going to bring 121 yisrael in a flower. So what you actually do is maybe meya be'esim b'shnekin. You bring the 120 in two vessels. Shisha Mechokli, which is the max for each one, 16 each one. Or maybe Yisar Necha, but Kli HaShlishi, you bring one Yisar in the flour in the third vessel, which the Chiddush is that you don't say that you equally divide the 121 into 40, 40, and 41. No, you go to the max, each one, and then the extra one, you bring in the third vessel. Some have Aloha Zayin over here, which Amma, let's say, says, Harei Le Yisar. It's upon me to bring an Yisar in the flour. So you have Yisar Necha, you bring one Yisar. Let's say, it says, Harei Le Yisrei Nois in the plural. You have Yishnaim, brings two Yisrainis. Let's say Pirish Nidroi, let's say he specified his vow. Veshacha kam Yisroin Perish, he forgot how many Yisroins he had specified. So Yavi Shishim Yisroin B'Kliyachad. So he'll bring, in this one vessel, 60 Yisroins, which is anyways the max. Let's say Shacha kam Yisroin Perish, Ube'ezim Min Kevoy. Let's say not only did he forget how many Yisroins he had vowed, but he actually forgot what type of Mincha he had promised. So Harizim, maybe Shishim Yisroin, he has to bring 60 Yisroins, Mikom Min Umin, Mechamishtan, from every one of those five types of Menachas. So it's those five times 60, that's how many Yisraelis you're going to bring. Halacha Ches. Let's say Kavan Nidra. Let's say he established his vow. V'shacha kam Yisraelis nadeh. So he forgot how many Yisraelis he took a vow to bring. U'bekam Kalim nadeh. And he also forgot how many vessels he had taken the vow. So in other words, in addition to the doubt regarding how many Yisraelis he had specified, which, as we said in Halacha Zayin, you have to bring 60 Yisraelis, he also forgot how many vessels took a vow, which we already explained in Halacha Beis and Gimel, that if you took a vow to bring a one vessel, and you bring a two, or two, and you bring a one, you have not fulfilled the obligation. So here, it complicates it even more. So here is it maybe me'echad v'shishim. What you have to do is you have to bring from 1 till 60, each one of those numbers, of Yisraelis, b'shishim kelim in 60 different vessels. How so? Ketzad, the Rambam explains. Maybe Yisraelin echad b'kli rishon. So you bring one Yisraelin in one vessel. Ushnayim Yisraelin b'kli sheni. Then you bring two Yisraelin in the second vessel. Ushleish Yisraelin b'shlishi. You bring three Yisraelin in the third vessel. Atshiyu, atshishim Yisraelin b'kli echad. Until you bring 60 Yisraelin in the last vessel. So you're getting more than one vessel, and you're also taking care of, like, because if it's one vessel, you just, let's say it was 30, it's included in 60. But here, you don't know how many vessels it is, so he has to bring up until the maximum amount in that many vessels. Now, let's say he forgot also which species of mincha he had taken the vow of, Maybe I'll say to Zeh Shishim Kim, you have to bring on this order of the 60 vessels, which said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Mikomin, for every single one of those five species that can be written in the Nedava, you have to do the same thing five times over. But Nimsa comes out, maybe Mikomin, you bring from every single species of Mincha, Ela for Shmoyne Meos or Shleishim Isaron, 1,830 Isaron from each one of these five, which together comes out to 9,150 Isaronis of flour. Halacha Tez, now, here getting even a little bit more specific, exactly how you say the word itself. Let's say someone says, Harele Mincha Sa'ir, says, I'm going to bring, it's upon me to bring a flour offering made out of barley, which there is no Nedu Nedava brought from Sa'ir. There's only the Saito or the Karban Oimer. But he says, I'm bringing a Mincha of barley. A Mincha Schatzi Sa'ir, or flour offering of half Isaron, which we said the minimum is one Isaron. A Mincha Sbalei Shem Levayna, he says, a flour offering without oil or frankincense, which again is not brought like that, it has to have Shem Levayna. Except certain exceptions which are not from Neda Nedava. Harid Pata. So such a person is exempt. Because he did not take a vow accordingly how a mincha is generally sacrificed. So he didn't say anything. But that's when he says the word minchas, which is a connection to what you're saying the second half of the statement. But let's say Amma, he says Harid Lai Mincha, which that itself would actually be a valid statement. But he didn't end it with it. He says, upon me to bring a flower offering. But not minchas, that's a connection. It's just mincha. But he says, Minas Oyim, from the barley. Oyim and Adashim, or from the lentils. Which again, the mincha is not brought like that. Oyim mincha b'lei shem l'bayin, or flour offering without oil and frankincense. Oyim mincha chatz yisaron, or mincha that's a half of yisaron. So here, since the word mincha itself, the first half of the statement is a valid statement on its own, so but he just, the second half, what he said, qualifies it incorrectly. So Shaul said, would they ask him? Imam, if he says, oh, loy nadarte, I only took a vow, ila das, with the intention, shemutu l'hakabiz, I thought that you could sacrifice like this. Had I known that you cannot sacrifice el isaron shalom, only a full isaron, that silas with flour, b'shemen, with oil, levain, and frankincense, la yisnaida, wouldn't have taken the vow the way I said it. Oh, so then, hareza pater. So then, he's going to be exempt. Meaning, he says, I thought you could do it this way. The regular way that you have to do it? Oh, I would never have done that. So he's going to be exempt. He never intended to bring a regular mincha. But then Mamav, let's say he says, Ilu Yisidei, had I known, oh, I would have taken the vow the way it's supposed to. I thought I'm doing the right thing. Oh, what's the right thing? Tell me, I would have done that too. So he's a chayv lahakav, Gedech Shem HaKrivin, and then he's obligated to sacrifice the way it's normally sacrificed, because he's qualifying now that the second half of the statement is not connected to the first, when he says, I really mincha, and he has to bring a mincha the way it's supposed to be brought. Halacha Yud, another Isaron Umechza. Let's say he took a vow to bring an Isaron and a half. So he said, Harilei Mincha, Isaron Umechza. Now, Va'amai says, after they ask him, you can't bring halves. He says, oh, Eli Yudea, had I known, I would have taken about the way it's normally supposed to be donated. So he's maybe Shnayim. Because one we know for sure has to bring. The question is the half that he's saying. So, which that's not a half. He has to bring another full Isaron to make a total of two. Amma, let's say he says, Harilei Kemach, which is coarse flour, not the soilless, the fine flour that's supposed to be. Oh, Harilei Chatz Isaron. Or he says, it's upon me to bring a half Isaron, but V'lo Hiskeshe Mincha. This word, it's different than what we mentioned before when we said a mincha b'chatz yisaron. He didn't even say the word mincha at all. So he's a part that says totally exempt. K'mish lo'y nodim oyim, it's like he didn't take a vow at all because he didn't say the word mincha. Let's say someone says, already like toy debele lechem. It says, it's upon me to bring a Thanksgiving offering without bread. Or v'zevech b'lein nesachem, or carbon without its libation. He's a part that that's exempt because that's not the way the neder or the nedav is supposed to be. Now, v'mam, if he says, ili yisidei, had I known, she'ima kribin kach, that you cannot sacrifice like that. I would have taken the vow the way it's normally supposed to be done. Again, then he's obligated to bring the zevach as it's supposed to be and the taida as it's supposed to be with when because the words harile taida without b'lei lechem or zevach b'lei nesachem is valid. He just added on and now he's qualifying that. So therefore, then he would be obligated in the regular way. Now, Lachi Yav, the Ram continues regarding continuing this theme regarding what's included when you're unspecific in regards to your obligations. So, if someone says, it's upon me to bring the breads of the taida. He's only talking about the breads. He has to bring the animal sacrifice of the taida and its breads. Why? Because it's well known. You can't bring the breads of the taida without the taida itself. And the Sefer Karban Hiske, it's only mentioning the end of the carbon, which is even the breads. But of course, it includes the animal itself too. However, let's say he says, yeah, I'm going to bring only the breads of the taida. To exempt that guy, he has to bring a carbon taida. He only has the animal. He doesn't have the breads yet. I'm going to bring the breads to exempt him on the breads. Then yavi lechem taida im taidas chaver. Then yeah, he could bring just the breads of the taida with his friend's taida, and that would be valid. But if there's no other person, it's just him, then the breads will include the animal sacrifice too. Halachid beis. Misnadavay noider odem yain b'fnei atzmo. Let's say someone takes a nadava or a neder to bring wine by itself, and they misnadvin loig yain v'loy shnei loigen. A person could, meaning the Rambam is saying a person could make a nedavah or nether for wine by itself. It could be brought as its own carbon. Now, but the emes not in loig yain b'lishnei loigin, but you cannot donate not one loig or two loigin. The reason for that is shem b'nesachim loig b'lishnayim, because regarding the libations, which is the source of wine as a carbon itself, now you're bringing a nether nedavah. But the actual carbon as it's brought in the obligatory form is there's no one loig or two loigin of oil, and because the minimum is three. Moreover, ve'imas nadin chamisha. Neither can you donate five loigin. Shein chamisha loigin ruin. There's no ever application of bringing five loigin of wine. Loilan eske behem achas, not for the libations of one animal, because that's there's none that have that five. And v'loilan eske shtei behemas, neither could it be a computation of two different animals. There is no calculation of ever having bringing, no matter what the computation is, of five loigin of wine. Avabot misnadin shleisha v'abav v'shisha, but you could donate three or four or six loigin of wine, and the mashisha v'mala for sure from six and up. Nishen ruin l'niskei behemes, because it's possible for a certain combination of libations of animals. As Rambam explains, halacha yud gimel ketzad, how so? So let's say going from six and up, another shiva. Let's say you vowed to bring seven loigin of wine. That you can actually end up bringing that amount for actual karbanas. How so? Because Arin kiniski keves v'ayil. It's the exact computation of a lamb and a ram, because the lamb is three and the ayil is four. Now, there's none that's five. There's six, which is shar. There's three, four, and six. So you'll never have five. You'll never have one and two. But from six and up, you're going to have, because six is that of the shar, and seven is keves and ayil together. Let's say another shaman. Let's say vows to bring eight loigin of wine. Harel kiniski shneilim. It's like the combination of two rams, because each ram is four. So it'll be that amount. Let's say tisha. Let's say vows to bring nine. Okay, that's kiniski shleisha kevis. That's like the computation of an ox, which is six, and kevis, which is three, which is nine. Or kiniski shleisha kevasim. Or it's like the libation of three lambs, which each one is three times three is nine. Let's say vows to bring 10 loigin of wine. Harel kiniski shleisha ba'al. That's like the combination of ox, which is six, and ayil, which is four. Or shnei kevasim ayil. It's the same computation of two lambs, which is three times two is six. Ba'al and a ram, which is four, it makes it 10. Again, v'chein ad oilam. Again, continuously, whatever calculation you're going to get from six and up, you're always going to find a certain combination that's going to be able to be from a certain amount of animals, and therefore that's valid for a donation of a certain amount of loigin of wine. Halacha yudalad. Now, let's say nodah chamisha loigin. Let's say after the fact, which we said initially you're not supposed to, but let's say he did vow to bring five loigin of wine. So normally, then we tell him, Hashlam Shisha, you got to supplement it to be six. Shari kavan the carbon, because ultimately you established it to be as a carbon. And the only one that's fit for, you can't do less than you vowed, is to be a shar, which is going to be six legged. Now, I have another leg. But let's say you vowed to bring one leg or two legged of wine, then part is exempt. And the reason for that is, Shari ain't ruined cloud, because that's not fit at all. Loi hain, not then, and volim mitzosin. That's the difference between that and five. Five is not fit as it is, but it's at least fit for partial. If you would bring four or five, or three of it would be for the kevis or for the aisle. So since it has miktsasin, so then you already have it sanctified, you got to bring the higher number. But here, by one, two, it's not fit, not itself, and not for anything, even part of it. So therefore, it's like you didn't sanctify anything. And they must not vimaloi noidrin pochism like shem, and you cannot donate or vow to bring less than a loig of oil. And the reason is, shein lo'ocho mincha pochusim isarin, because you don't have a flour offering that's less than one isarin. V'yitzricha loig echad shaman. And again, the equivalent of oil in the regular carbon Rolodex is in the mincha, and the mincha cannot be less than a sarm, which needs one leg of oil, so therefore you can't donate less than one leg of oil. Halachat hazvav, if someone says, arei le'yayin, it's a problem to bring wine. So as we already alluded to before, le'yivchis mishleishas lugin, they cannot bring less than three lugin of wine, again, because the least amount that we find by the nesachim is that of a lamb, which is three lugin. And like we said, arei le'shem, and it says, it's a problem to bring oil, le'yivchis malayik, you can't bring less than one leg of oil. Now, but let's say Pirish Nidra, let's say he specified his vow. V'shachach kama loig nodim in the yayin of Hashem, and he forgets how many logan he had taken the vow to bring from wine or from oil. So yavi arbam umei loig. He has to bring 140 loig. Why is that? She'en lecho yoyim shemakrivim by hatzibur, because there is no one day, which he's saying he's going to bring it that day, like as if it's going to be the amount of that day in the Beis HaMikdash. The max that it could be is 140 loig. Because you don't have a day by a tzibur karbanis merubis, that there'll be one day in the Beis HaMikdash that the karbanis of the tzibur will be that much more. The most they ever bring is the first day of Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos. And that day, the max it could ever be for one day, which we're saying that's the most a person would have donated or vowed, would be the 140 log of oil. The equivalent is also for the amount of wine. And like is explained, the laws of the daily sacrifice and additional sacrifice in Paragut Halacha Gimel, which they would bring 29 animals besides the Sar Lachatas and the two Tamidim, and on Shabbos there's also two Misafin, and the calculation of all those Lugin are going to be a max of 140, and therefore someone donates and he forgets how much he specified, we're going to say he didn't take more than what's the max it could be in one day, which is going to be 140 lug, and that's what he would have to bring, for, whether it be wine or whether it be oil.